بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messengers. The following are points of benefit concerning Hajj, the pilgrimage. First of all, the Hajj, or the pilgrimage to the house of Allah in Mecca, was ordained in the 9th year after Hijrah. After the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, performed Hajj the next year in the year which is the 10th year after Hijrah. On the 9th year he delegated Abu Bakr. And after the Hijrah, the Prophet ﷺ did only one Hajj, and that is the farewell pilgrimage. What's the definition of Hajj? The legal definition of Hajj is worshipping Allah the Most Mighty and Most Majestic by performing the rituals of Hajj in a specified time and in specified ways. This is the definition of Hajj. This is the legal definition of Hajj. التعبد لله عز وجل بأداء المناسك في زمن مخصوص وعمل مخصوص. As to the Umrah, the linguistic meaning of Umrah is the visit. Legally, Umrah means worshipping Allah by circulating His house and walking between Mount Safa and Mount Marwa and shaving or shortening the hair. This is the Umrah. This is the legal meaning of Umrah. The linguistic meaning of Umrah is the visit. The ruling on the Hajj, Hajj or pilgrimage is obligated by the Quran, as proven by the Quran, by the Sunnah, and by the consensus of the Muslims. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. This is in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 97. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. And Hajj to the house is a duty that mankind owes to Allah, those who can afford the expenses, provision, residence. And from the Sunnah is the Hadith of Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Islam is established upon 5, meaning pillars, and from them he named Al-Hajj. And all Muslims are agreed on the obligation of it. As to the Umrah, is the Umrah an obligation or not? There are some opinions on this. And the correct opinion is that it is an obligation once in one's lifetime, based upon the hadith of Aisha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there jihad ordained upon women? He said yes. Upon them there is a jihad without fighting in it. And that is Hajj and Umrah. And also in the famous hadith of Jibreel asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam and Iman, in one wording of it there is وَأَن تَحُجَّ وتعتمر, and that you perform Hajj and Umrah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed four Umrahs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed four Umrahs in his lifetime. First, Al-Hudaybiyah, the sixth year after Hijrah. Al-Hudaybiyah, the sixth year after Hijrah. Second, Umratul Qadha, the seventh year after Hijrah. The second took place in the seventh year after Hijrah, and it was called Umrat Al-Qadha. So the second is Al-Qadha, the seventh year after Hijrah. The third is Al-Ji'rana. The third is Al-Ji'rana, the eighth year after Hijrah. Took place the eighth year after Hijrah. And the fourth was his Umrah with his Hajj in the tenth year. In the tenth year. All of these Umrahs, these visitations, all of them took place in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. Each one of them, rather, took place in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah of each year. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, inclined to say that performing Umrah in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah is better than performing it in Ramadan. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have chosen a time, in this case Dhul-Qa'dah, unless it is a meritorious timing. These are the points of benefit for today, and inshallah ta'ala we'll continue more on the points of benefit regarding Hajj tomorrow and the days inshallah ta'ala coming. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.